I don't consider this vamping. I consider this friendship, but not I'm really hot. I'm probably going to wear a bandana, and I don't want that to offend anybody. Ugh, and I'm popping my shirt off.
Yeah. I'm glad you cleared that with us first.
Yeah.
So it's the thought that counts more.
I've been mocked before.
Yeah.
We'll be mocked again.
Really? On this podcast? By us?
Blue.
Never. Anyway, the number I came up with was episode 277.
I'm not sure that's accurate.
Okay.
I think it's 278.
Episode 278. Great. Yeah. Just skipped an episode.
You've done that. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Are you amazed?
I am amazed.
I'm amazed.
It is a factual statement to say that this is episode number 278.
Absolutely it is completely true.
That much is a factual statement.
Yeah.
One could not possibly argue that this right here is episode 278 of the official New Yorker cartoon podcast. A noble spirit embiggens the smallest podcast.
Who are all these people that you get to come on to this? You've had a lot of repeats.
Well, you're a repeat, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, this is my second time. Bobby Monday said he thinks that he's done this four times.
Sounds accurate.
You know,
so there's 272 episodes that are unaccounted for
that weren't you.
Yeah, that checks out. We know a lot of people, and those people are generous with their time but not too generous because we know so many of them.
There was right. At least one episode that involved the robot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we've done the robot domo where
that's 271. See, we've almost
domo. Yeah, we're already whittling down.
How did we do it with I don't remember what her name was, that person who came once who refused to speak. Was it pre-recorded?
She recorded them in another room, and then you played. Is what I.
Oh,
she
man.
Will not be named. Did
yeah? That kind of that's gig? Right.
Yeah.
Like what?
Isn't that kind of like the gig we have to?
Yeah.
I guess we're all doing that now.
Yeah.
We had some low standards there in the dark, and there's some dark times where.
Yeah, and I think it was mostly just. Fear of being extemporaneous. It's unclear.
Yeah, terrifying.
Yeah. And, well, there's a lot clear, of pressure.
Just so everyone is on the same page, you know, approximately 228 to 230 of those episodes. You know, the backup to the cloud may not have gone through. You know, the mic wasn't plugged in. Sometimes, you know, things come up. Stuff happens.
Sound like excuses, Deej.
Yeah, exactly. They sound like excuses.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
It's the world we live in, I guess.
We're going to do an episode of this podcast.
Yeah, hey. It is nice. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, yeah. Beards.
Yeah. Isn't this great?
Yeah, like, have your beard.
Yeah, that's pretty much what this is about.
Yeah, this is about checking in on us, really, more so than anything, and our respective beard lengths.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, you know, just, you know, kind of the latest happenings in the news. There was, before we dive into the cartoons, which, by the way, is what this podcast is about, there was one important story from the headlines. You know, it's been a couple weeks for us. There was, you know, we had a double issue. So, you know, that means we're going to
have
material to generate. So it happens. But this headline in that interim, you know, this headline occurred. And it goes back to the local wildlife sidebar that I want to return to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to read the headline, and then I'm going to let our hero speak to whether he knows anything about this. Or you're kind of responsible.
Is this going to be about the turkey?
Quote, he has screamed relentlessly. Feral peacock divides Oakland.
I was going to say, peacocks have horrible screams. Like little children lost in the woods. It's bad.
On a short cul-de-sac in North Oakland, an unusual blue and green feathered neighbor has
ridden
someone's yard. His name is Bruce, or Paco, or Peter, or Pierre, or Abraham.
Wait a second.
Is this a different... going by different names?
But none aliases.
None of these are the names that we heard.
Or if the nature of peacock identity is just necessarily elusive in some way, that they didn't make that clear.
Oh. But,
so this is nice not spot. Your neighborhood, though. You've not been invaded by peacocks. You're still
just well. I've been holed up for weeks.
Yeah. So there's no. What's the latest on Turkey Gate? Neighborhood Turkey Gate.
I think the turkey was relocated, and is now. And aggressing glued, others elsewhere.
Glued some Someone long colorful feathers on his ass and is pretending to be a peacock in a different neighborhood.
I love the idea of a turkey masquerading as a peacock.
He's in witness protection, but he can't stop screaming.
He's like, no, it's Bruce. I mean, it's...
it's Paco.
It's Paco?
Paco.
All right.
That's funny, because it is really close to... Is Pavo the name for turkey? Is it Pavo in Spanish? How do you say...
Ooh. The plot thickens.
It's all coming full circle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was just like one of those. I think I've told the story before about the one time I was almost arrested for breaking into a golf course, and I gave them, well, not to dox myself because now that I'm in Oakland and I'm about to say my last name, but I gave them a fake version of my last name, which was T-R-I-G.
It worked. It threw them off the trail. Unfortunately, they listened to this podcast.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's basically what Pavo did. He just couldn't, he just froze. He was like,
My name is Turkey.
He must have said Paco.
All right. Well, anyway, this podcast is about New Yorker cartoons. You
extensively
explained. But yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
And very, in a very straightforward manner. Our hero.
Turks and turkeys. This is like a.
Oh, and it's about
a lot of layers.
Turkeys.
A lot of layers.
I was saving our other sidebars for later in the episode. You know, when we need to go back to sourdough sidebar or bean sidebar, we've got those. Don't worry, they're in our pocket. We'll come back to them later.
Nothing great. Going
in the meantime,
on.
In the meantime, our hero
bookmarks. For the people who just want to tune in for the sourdough sidebar.
Yeah. In our third segment, we might have a sourdough sidebar.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, if you're good, listener. If the listeners are good, they'll get one. How about that? That's right. It's on you now.
It's pretty threatening.
You listening to this.
Yeah.
Wherever you are. Yeah. Anyway, until then, our hero is going to read some cartoons to us from the issue of...
After a Fashion.
What
I'm sorry. Line.
Served it up.
July 27th, 2020.
The year of our Lord.
I only today for the first time called it 2020, which sounds really wrong, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's cool though.
Takes too long.
You can use it at home. You can use it amongst your friends. You can use it pretty much everywhere. 2020. It's going to work for a while too. 2021. Sounds bad.
Oof. Yeah, it's going to get really, there's going to be a mouthful. 2027?
2022. Yeah. I cannot wait. That sounds great. I would like to, there aren't any good cartoons in this issue, and that's no one's fault. Presumably, we all share a little bit of blame. But I do want to, I really desperately want to talk about the caption contest.
You make I it love
there, like the there is the winning entry from last week has been haunting me in a way that I've never really been haunted.
I think we've tried and failed in the past to really include the caption contest in our content because it turns out that like 15 seconds of dead air while St. Eve and I try to think of a better caption or any caption at all that's funny isn't the great. It's not what we were, you know.
It's not the 15 seconds of dead air can be fixed in post. It's what we actually come up with.
Right. Well, yeah.
You what I would say is, despite how incredible you both are at coming up with really funny things to say, we could just treat this one as if it was a cartoon. It's the winning caption. Idea. There's only one option.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You can bump in the winning one from the previous week like it's any other cartoon. In fact, you know, we may not even. Part of that analysis is just going to be, is this funny? Like, is the person writing that, should they get the job? Should they be the new cartoonist person? You know what I mean.
Sorry.
So that was a pause for dog. We paused for dog.
Okay, but you got to go. You have to go, though. Okay. She doesn't really understand English in the same way that many of us do. Okay, well, I guess we can jump right in. It sounds like we're okay with what I've proposed. Talking about, yeah. And you know what? It would have been fine later on. I should have been organic about it. I didn't need to run this by you guys. We can get this in post, right? That's great.
It's important that we hash out all podcast business while actually airing, while actually recording.
Well, I don't have spare time. It's not like we're gonna have a separate meeting.
Yeah, this is efficient.
So. Yeah.
Also, I would ask though. I feel like we need to know if it's the contest one.
If it's the contest? Oh, you mean which one before it happens?
Yeah.
That's fair. I wouldn't do that to you.
Full disclosure.
That's not funny.
I guess before you start for real, I realize I haven't formally introduced our Domo. Who is here?
Yeah, that's true.
That was rude of me. We're on minutes 19. It's the Zach Attack. The Zach Attack is back.
Oh.
Yeah. She's here. Hello.
Woo.
Oh, you know what? As we, you know, I'm not ashamed to say that someone in this group, and it wasn't me, forgot who Zach Attack was and struggled a lot trying to figure out who it could be, but also came up with a lot of really, really great, you know, Saved by the Bell type suggestions. And basically we never got to the bottom, or I never got to the bottom of what that last name was. Wasn't there one for Kelly Kapowski that I didn't understand? Don't call me Kelly.com.
I don't know if we're gonna
need to know more about this. Why? What? What? Well, that was Kelly. It is Kelly Kapowski, that's right? That's her name. We're saying at the end. Is that a bonus feature?
Yeah. After the credits.
I also have to say that I also forgot who Zach Attack was until I got the text. So I was like, is Zach Attack available? And I was like, I don't know.
It sound pretty cool. Yeah. A little aggressive.
Yeah. Zach Morris. Wait, I'm with it.
The Deej is the historian of the group. He's keeping us honest.
Yeah.
It's important to be reminded that I do something around here. I serve a function. I'm important.
And Zach, if I said 9383 to you, would that mean something to you?
Yes.
Great. I might be using those to send images to you
this
digitally.
Is horrible.
Great.
Oh my God.
What's horrible about that?
I don't know.
Trying to be discreet.
That was very...
That's what's horrible about it. That right there.
That was as smoothly played as I can possibly imagine.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Texted me.
Yeah. I've always really been annoyed by the fact that discreet is spelled two different ways and means two different things, but is, you know, 100%. The same word, and everyone knows it, and you can use them interchangeably, and I hate that. I don't know which discrete I just used. Eat or eat.
The first one for sure.
Yeah. I didn't realize there was a difference between invincible and invisible for a very long time, and I'm looking back on all these moments where people were like, "Oh yeah, invincible," like would like try to enunciate for me, and I would just kind of be like, "Whatever, those are the same," but they're really not.
Kind of relitigate your own answer.
Invincible.
Yeah, I actually had a therapist who was like stopped me and like clarified, and I was like, "Wow, you're like going in therapy."
Which one did you think it was?
I kind of thought they were like that. They had like double meanings.
Oh.
I don't know.
How old were you when this clarification occurred?
I think I would spell it as invisible, but I would say it as invincible because I was like, these are the same words.
They sound the same when you say it to me, and I've never thought that before. It might be how you do ends, perhaps.
I think you're welcome.
Invisible. Yeah. Invisible. Yeah. What about indivisible never came into play? How frequently are things indivisible?
Yeah.
Very rare.
But you say it a lot, right? Isn't it like part of the, is it part of the, like, allegiance?
Oh, one nation under God, invincible.
Invincible.
One nation under God, invisible. With liberty and justice for all.
And invincible.
That's so cool. Like invisible. Invisible. Can I get to a cartoon for loving?
Fine.
Yes, it's the caption contest cartoon, I heard.
Not yet. Wait, you want me to start there?
No, we build up to it.
Yeah, I'm going to build up to it. This is on page 29.
I'm telling you how to live your life.
Start slow, start shitty, start boring. We'll get to the good shit.
This one's pretty good.
Oh, I thought they were all bad this week.
Yeah, but this is the best of the bad, so it's still bad.
Great.
Oh, that's interesting. It's a new name. I believe it's Millsap the Third.
Ooh. Oh, Paul Millsap.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, nice. One of three. Anyway. We have two dogs. I'm going to call them dogs. I think they're dogs. Two, like, kind of four-legged animals. Grayish filled in, little round noses on top of, you know, kind of bulbous snoots. One of them, their ears go straight up. One of them, their ears are kind of in L's. They both have tails, 4 or 5 inch tails. They look like they're wearing, little Smurf shoes. I think they're in a kitchen.
Wait, are they actually wearing shoes?
No, they're not wearing shoes. Okay, they just look like important. They're wearing little shoes. They don't look like paws, you know?
But they have different colored.
No, there's no reason they look like Smurf shoes. I think they just kind of look like cartoon feet when you're not trying to show what feet are. Does that help? Sort of like bent tubes or little loaves of bread.
I picture myself if I were forced at gunpoint to sketch a New Yorker cartoon, like there were certain very rudimentary things I'd be able to find. But then when you get to like the feet and hands, I would struggle. So yeah, you get like a round bulbous thing maybe instead.
Yeah. I'm going to go briefly to the background and then back to the sort of the faces of these wonderful animals. And the meat of the joke coming soon. I think they're in a kitchen, but I don't really know that. What I know is that there are lots of rectangles behind them and nothing is really drawn in such a way that there's any depth whatsoever. So it's very flat in the background. It's all black and white lines, and then these two kind of tonal dogs are in the foreground. But it looks like there's a counter and some cabinet doors. I don't know what else it could be other than that. It's rudimentary at best. So there's two dogs, as I've mentioned. We'll just call them dogs. The one with the L-shaped ears in the background, just slightly behind the front dog. You know, they're also kind of like fat wiener dogs. I don't know, like, I think they're kind of an dog, or they don't look like any particular breed of dog. They just look like kind of...
dog?
Yeah.
And...
dog?
Yeah, just kind of like the dog. They're a dog's dog. It's a dog's dog. The one in the background is kind of looking.
We'll let that one go, I guess.
Yeah, we're letting it go.
So, like, if some dogs were sitting there watching some other dogs go by, and they're like, "Man, that one is a dog. That's my dog."
I can't imagine any dogs saying that about wiener dogs.
Wiener right. dogs don't. Yeah, also that. No, it's fair. It's fair. It's not really like a wiener dog at all. Like, imagine if you took a wiener dog, made it sort of shorter in length, and then made its body thicker. And all of a sudden, you don't have a wiener dog at all. You have an
dog. It's like if you take a hot dog and then you turn it into a hamburger.
Yeah, exactly right. Or a summer sausage or something.
A meatball.
I have to say, under very light cross-examination so far, you've backtracked on literally, well, not literally, almost not literally everything you've described.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want to get into dog, but I do think they are kind of dogs, where they're just like the dog. Like, this is what dog looks like when people think dog. They don't think wolf. They think this thing, which is kind of like a little turdy, weird dog. Just a weird dog.
One of my favorite parts of our heroes' descriptions is when they totally break down.
That's hurtful.
I take less issue with dog now that you've backed off of your wiener dog statement.
Well, I think it's tough, though. No, I don't know how to get back there. Yeah, I feel like it's closer to a wiener dog than any other dog that I can think of, but it might be some sort of, like, there's also, like, a smoothness to, they're not Weimaraners. What are wiener dogs actually called?
Smooth dogs.
I'm sorry, which one? Smooth Dogs?
Yeah, Smooth Dogs.
But I was going to go in the direction of calling them kind of Smooth Dogs, so thank you. Where they're kind of like featureless and just like smooth, like tubes. These dogs look like tubes, but kind of like fat tubes. Anyway, the one in the back with the L-shaped ears is looking sidelong at the one in the front who is talking, or at least has its mouth open, and then there are words underneath. And underneath this dog's shadow, underneath his kind of protuberant snoot, where he is also, oh, what is he doing? He is, well, I guess I could just say, what do you think would be underneath a dog on a kitchen floor?
A bowl of food.
Yeah, but it's
water bowl.
No, it's just goo. It's just like a, could be mashed potatoes, could be glop. It's probably dog food, but it's kind of probably dog food. Anyway, so the one dog is looking down in it, the one who's talking. He's got sort of horizontal lines on top of his eyes, which implies to me, well, so does the one in the back. They're a little bit heavier than the ones in the back, so I think it implies to me that he's cross for some reason.
Maybe about the food.
Yeah, it seems like he's cross about the food.
Okay, all right. So now what? This is kind of a dog's dog.
Yeah, it's kind of a dog's dog. It's her dog.
Is it an her dog?
Her has been in my head recently because I reread some sort of Umberto Eco piece on her fascism. Fascism, not fascism. And it's been like, oh, yeah, her fascism. So her has been in my head.
Yeah, things That's are her things.
Her things are her things these days.
Yeah, we're bringing her back.
Hmm. Okay, you're thinking this one through, though.
I'm sorry. What's my job?
Your job is to agree with the way that I described it and maybe tweak it slightly in some way that's helpful, but not condemning.
Yeah, sure.
Just hold them accountable.
Yeah.
Sure. I think it's a great description.
Thank you
so much. I think that the dog behind the main dog, mm-hmm. the talking dog,
yeah,
looks like it's kind of like, it looks kind of worried.
Yeah, it does look worried. He, like, something bad could happen to him, yeah, as a result, kinda like, of his reaction.
It's a little like, oh, okay, for the other dog.
Yeah.
So the worried
like this
dog.
This first dog might have rage issues, which is a dog thing.
Or, like, might have just issues, maybe.
Like gastric stuff.
So the worried dog is listening to what the other dog is saying.
Like, you know, based on what the big dog is saying, maybe, or not the big dog, the main dog, maybe the other dog.
Oh, that's a good point too. It might be a good time to talk about what, oh, you know what, the one last thing I can say is, you know, I told you guys to imagine a dog bowl, but I didn't actually tell you what kind of a dog bowl it was, and this is a conical frustum. It's your classic conical frustum.
Dog bowl, like, yeah
it's a dog bowl, but we can just call them dog bowls in the future when you say right. conical frustum.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Zach, we should be clear, your primary job is to read the caption.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Helpful.
I mean, if you want to, it's fine. We're not.
You make it your own, but yeah.
All right. So the caption is, "I wish they would stop putting food in my hat."
It's confusing.
I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that.
It's the dog's hat. Does it look like a hat?
I mean,
we know what it looks like.
Yeah, it's a conical frustum.
Right, sorry, it's a conical frustum, yes, I know. But
so it could be like a sailor hat, like one of those 1940s, yeah.
Well, you know, tilts it to the side.
But nothing implies to me that this is a 1940s sailor dog.
Could be. It looks kind of like a muscular, moody dog. I don't know, I think about that as like...
Which is how dogs were in those days.
Yeah.
So do we think Millsap was just like sitting around the house like, God, I got to get a cartoon and just looks across the kitchen. Oh,
dog bowl.
Dog bowl kind of looks like a hat.
Now, what would that. My dog think about that? My dog loves hats, but
or
Millsap. Yeah.
I like what
dog
he's doing.
Bowl on his dog's head.
Yeah, he's
like
getting...
the dog behind the main dog who's looking worried at him. Like, is that his dog? Like, his dog's worried about him for thinking that bowl looks like a hat. That's good to me.
They're worried that a dog would have a hat.
Yeah, there's like a look happening.
Like, oh, like, yeah. He's slipping a little bit.
Yeah.
He's losing it mentally. Yeah.
Or it could be like, where's my hat?
Or yeah, it is kind of fucked up that there are two dogs, one dog food bowl.
Only one dog gets ahead.
So they're kind of making
and also food
to begin with. It's a clear hierarchy going on there. If primary dog is first in line,
the alpha always gets the sailor hat.
If the worried dog does not have their own food bowl, then I'm going to suggest that that's why the dog is worried.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think that's right, but it's a wonderful suggestion. Yeah, it's a little sad now. It's the more you look at any New Yorker cartoon, you can get to an essential sad core. Yeah. And I think that's a big part of what we do here.
Millsap
for ourselves
is,
and for others.
Millsap is, you know, doing some bold rethinking of the dog space. I get it.
A little down the line on page 35. And I'm going to go ahead and just email this one now. Blip. Okay. Why?
I still haven't gotten that text. I'm probably going to get it at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
You're just going to get flooded with New Yorker cartoons in the middle of the night. Damn it.
You'll be worried it's like a dear family member and nope, it's just a barrage of New Yorker cartoons.
Just make sure you turn your ringer way up because you don't want to miss it.
Yeah. It's going to be important. Oh my God. Okay. On page 35 of the New Yorker. It's now so dark that I can barely read, so I'm going to have to turn on the light again. I just didn't like what it was doing. I need a ring light for this. Everyone's saying it. It's a really, really tough name. It's a new name. It looks like Forb Toil, but it's not. In the same way that Forb Toil looks like it was made out of fish hooks, this one looks like it might be Potham. Yeah, Potham.
Great.
Kind Potham. Of. Yeah, it could be Potham.
Potham.
Potham. Okay, well, here we go. Right. From left to right. No, from right to left, I'll say. We have the barest suggestion of a wall, which is to say a line on the ground with some dust around it. In front of the wall stand two men. One man is, he's wearing jeans that are rolled up to around mid-calf. He's wearing what look like sensible shoes. A collared shirt. He has, oddly enough, kind of gray around his mouth, which might mean he has like a 5 o'clock shadow, but only in that like strange Homer region in the front. He's got a big beakish nose, receding hairline, and he is Homer blindfolded region? And tied to a post.
What's the Homer region?
You know, like the Homer, like the circle around the mouth. I've never really understood what Homer's face was all about. Homer Simpson. Yeah, I've never really known what his face was doing. But he does have just kind of like a 5 o'clock shadow that never leaves a region 2 inches past his lips.
I guess that's what that is.
What else could it be?
I don't have questions about that sort of thing.
So anyway, this guy sort of has that, but it's just like a dark region around his face, suggesting that it's something real. But yes, he's tied to a post, and it's a, I don't know, if he is 5'10", it's a 5'12", or a 6-foot post. He's not saying anything. Standing directly to his right, our left, is a sort of general character who...
he's tied to a post, like, tied to a post, like he's going to be executed?
That could be happening. Yeah, okay. I mean, he's blindfolded, and that part isn't tied to the post. The blindfold only goes around his eyes and his head. Eyes being part of the head, sensible enough. Mm-hmm. But he is tied to the post around sort of his bicep, pectoral region, wrapping around 3 times. Simple knot in the back. Nothing fancy.
Would you usually tie the blindfold around the post too?
I don't think you should.
I mean, it keeps their head stable, I suppose.
Yeah. I think the idea is that you probably already have them blindfolded when you bring them to the post, and then you're just doing the one final thing.
You have the bigger blindfold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
an order of operations.
Yeah, it's just an unnecessary step and.
Got it.
Anyway, the general character has epaulettes and high boots, boots that go probably to just below the knee, a fancy belt, a number of medals on his jacket, long rolled cuffs, which is strange, some sort of sword on the side with one of those circular hilts, like a cutlass, say. And I don't really know how to describe these hats. I think drum majors wear them too. The one that's kind of just like a top hat without the brim, but then a flourish up through the center, like a kind of peacocking a bit. I want to say it's a French hat, but I don't know enough about
band hat
history, I guess. Yeah, against band
fancy,
hats
fancy,
or
fancy band hat.
I mean, I'm assuming this isn't members of a marching band about to, but that's actually a pretty good cartoon. Members of a marching band about to. Maybe it's not a great cartoon.
Carry out real military duties. Hey, maybe this is a cartoon.
Yeah. Well, but it's strange that they borrow regalia. That's all I'm saying. And marching's involved. I've never really thought about the martial aspect of marching band.
Where do
people talk about that? Is that a thing people talk about?
I mean,
they march in formation. They carry, I mean, they're instruments, not of war, but they're instruments. And then
there's the fake gun.
Yeah, and they twirl the fake guns. Huh.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's military.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Well, yeah, so you kind of put together this is probably an execution type scenario, St. Eve. To the left of the frame, we have five people standing. They also have the hats, the sort of drum major hats. They're also wearing boots that go probably to just below the knee. The one on the far right, we're looking at their backs, kind of standing in a line directly in front of him. The one on the far right is holding a gun in its right hand with a, I don't know, the stock, the butt, the not explodey bit is on the ground. And the other thing to say, oh, and they all have chin straps around their hats, which I think is also worth noting. Otherwise, they are wearing no clothes, and I can see their buttocks. All five what? Buttocks.
The army ten. Men?
The army men.
Five they buttocks?
They all have guns and hats, but no clothes.
Yeah. Okay. And shoes.
And the visible buttocks means this is not our hero being clever type of thing.
They were drawn
to be naked.
I mean, I call them as I see them, but these look like butts.
That's quite a twist.
Yeah.
Yeah. You call them as you see them, and you're calling these butts.
I'm calling them butts. Well, okay. And the thing that I regret now is I don't know whether or not they're five butts or ten. Well, five buttocks or ten buttocks. I don't know if a buttock is.
I think a buttock is both cheeks.
You think a buttock is both cheeks? I think a buttock is one.
Buttocks.
That's two. These are my buttocks, both buttocks.
10 buttocks. Five right. sets of buttocks.
Sorry, I thought you said buttocks.
I may have.
Five
but it
buttocks.
Certainly isn't five buttocks. There it is. It is. Whoa.
Yeah, five
it's
buttocks.
It's both five buttocks and 10 buttocks, is it not?
Five buttocks implies that half of someone's buttocks is either cut off or not visible. Or
five buttocks is.
Have I described to you guys the problem with me ordering bagels? Which is, I don't know if I have. It doesn't matter. We don't have that many longtime listeners. It's been 300 episodes after all. I really frequently like my bagel cut in half. So I will say I will tell the people cutting the bagel to cut it into quarters because it's already cut in half the first time. And then I want it to cut into four pieces, which is quarters. But what occasionally happens is I'll get eight little bagel quarters when I do that.
Each half like is
eight
cut
little
into
individual bagels.
Wait.
But I can't bring myself to say cut it in half because it's already cut in half. That's the first thing that happens with
it. And people will think you're being an idiot because it's like, yeah, it's a bagel. We're going to cut it in half.
That's my greater fear than ending up with
that's the worst case scenario, right?
Has anyone ever tried to cut it in that direction again? So you get four very flat.
Oh, and then just bagel chips. Like, give me bagel chips is what I would say. Whoa, that's a great one. No, that hasn't happened.
That really, well, your bagels problem really is a buttock problem.
Well, and I would do it the same way with the same guy at the same place. And I got different results really frequently, where sometimes he would cut it the way I wanted, and sometimes he would cut it the way that I was okay with, but it was still a strange thing.
I think if I was that guy, I would do the same thing. I would just not understand the command and try it different ways until you tell me that was it.
Wait, and I never told him again? It was right or wrong. Because, well, you know, I'm not an asshole.
The command was you want it in four pieces, or you wanted it cut twice?
I wouldn't call it a command, but the request, I suppose, was, I don't remember. It's been a while. Did I want it quartered? Can you cut it into quarters for me? Can you cut it into quarters for me? It is confusing, I admit. Yeah.
Anyway, these buttocks.
No, yeah, that's the. You know everything I know about this cartoon so far.
Sorry, Zach Attack had a comment to add.
I was just going to share very quickly that I had a situation where I had a dream that I could go to Italian restaurants and order spaghetti with half of it with pesto sauce and half of it with tomato sauce with marinara, because it's like the same pasta. It's just like pasta, just like
right, like enchiladas. Where you know, can get, yeah, half yeah. and half and half.
It's a great dream.
It was a dream that I pursued every time I went to Italian place in the Mission. Let's give as much information about my personal.
Uh-huh. Could be any Mission.
Yeah, with one of our mutual friends, and so she actually took pictures of all the various dishes that came out. So you were
successful in this.
Well, I would ask, because I feel like it's a completely legitimate request.
Yeah, why not?
It's like, I'm not asking for anything extra, but so we got, or I say we because she was always with me, but I would get a like marinara pesto combo. That was something that happened sometimes. I would.
Like they would stir the sauces together.
Just like stir them up, right?
Right.
And then I also got, they actually brought me out two different plates of pasta.
That's the good move.
And like, you know, just.
Is that not what you wanted? I still don't know what you wanted.
All I wanted was same amount of pasta on my plate, put a little marinara on one side, put a little pesto on the other side.
A stripe of one and a stripe of the other over top of here. Yeah.
But there were just so many. And then there was like, where they just like layered them on top of each other, which is delicious. But there were just so many different scenarios. When it finally happened, it was just so exciting. Because I felt like the two plates of pasta, it's embarrassing. Because I'm like, I'm not trying to like...
That's an Olive Garden move right there.
I'm not trying to say like, hey, can I get two plates of pasta for the same price? Like, that's not what I'm saying. It was embarrassing.
Oh yeah, you seem like you were trying to like trick them into giving you more food.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, and then like when I asked for a box, they brought me like two different boxes. It's just, you know, it's like a whole, it unravels really quickly.
I think that was actually more them just, you know, the chef feeling very pure about the dishes that they created. It's like, okay, but they will remain separate.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Like, this is really a window, like these open-ended restaurant requests, which by the way, I'm putting down as another sidebar for us to is
open-ended or
open-ended restaurant requests is, you know, an open-ended restaurant request, or as I call it, an OERR, is just a real window into the soul of the person you've asked to figure out what it is. You send the order back and you can kind of feel the gears turning. It's like, what's it going to be? How do I do this? What do you think?
Yeah. And who's doing the interpreting? Is it the waiter or the kitchen?
That's right. There's a whole chain. There's a chain. Yeah.
I kind of feel like the way I would want it is I would want them to take all of the noodles and do like the pesto sauce toss and then just do the marinara on top of that. So you have coated noodles and that on top of it.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. So it's a delicious suggestion, which I'm sure was annoying.
The one I was also thinking of is maybe putting in the pesto at the bottom, pasta on top, and then the marinara on top.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Like a spaghetti
sauce witch.
You'll get the opposite result, which is like a sort of marinara coated pasta with also the pesto, but under bottom.
I also don't think marinara and pesto together taste good at all. Not, well, I haven't had it, so I don't know. But my supposition is there's a reason those two great friends never hang out together.
You don't think basil is good in marinara sauce? Which is a weird thing to say, in my opinion.
I agree.
Are you
very controversial?
So you think pesto is just basil? In which case, I agree.
If we're
just saying pesto is basil, you're right. Put it anywhere. But it's like pine nuts, and it's oil, and it's maybe some Parmesan, correct?
All of which go deliciously.
Yeah.
I know. It sounds great now that I'm saying.
You haven't.
Where the issue is here.
You haven't talked anyone out of this open-ended restaurant request.
Yeah.
It's also just like sometimes you don't want a whole bowl of, like, you don't want a huge thing of spaghetti. But I'll take a couple different, I don't know.
No, you want a couple different flavors.
Take me on a journey here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is really asking to take you on a journey. My thing with the bagels, well, I didn't necessarily want to be on a journey. I just didn't want to get cream cheese on my beard.
Speaking of journeys.
And you were too lazy to rip a bagel in half.
I mean, I just don't have the tools. They do. And if I'm getting lox on top, I want them to cut the lox.
But doesn't the eighths do that for you? Isn't that in some ways more contained?
They still worked. They still worked great. I just felt like a huge asshole for eight little bagels on my plate, each with like a tiny bit of, like lox and like two or three capers on top.
Those are basically bagel bites.
They were bagel bites.
Bean sandwiches. It's like your cucumber sandwich.
Yeah.
It's like you were going to a tea party.
Yeah, for one, at a bar, for lunch, by myself. Zach, I should have eaten. Oh, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Let's go back.
You're at a bar. You're at like a bar for lunch. And so, I'm sorry. I assumed that when you order this, you're ordering this to go?
Gosh, not always. Sometimes I'm eating it right there at the bar.
Much funnier.
Yeah. Yeah, like sitting at a bar by myself, eating eight tiny bagels by myself for lunch, not even for breakfast, but for lunch.
Hey, could you cut this up 16 times?
And then sending it back until I get as many pieces. Like, this is clearly only eight.
I don't want to have to bite it.
Just blend it at this point. Jesus Christ.
All right, so this cartoon involves neither bagels nor pasta.
Oh, we don't know.
It involves some buttocks, I faintly recall.
Naked execution squad.
And yeah, a French Revolution style. Yeah.
While Zach looks for the buttocks photo, I will say that each of the buttocks, we're sort of seeing them in profile. They have just like a kind of, the artist has lovingly given a little bit of shadow on the side of the buttock. And I don't know if there's a name for that, but I think you all know what I mean. The sort of
kind of like a little buttock dimple.
Yeah, but it's like it's a broad depression dimple on the side of the buttock. Anyway, it's nice. Don't mind it.
Who's talking in the cartoon?
Oh, that's a great point. I believe the general, who also has like a sort of goatee, pencil thin mustache, and black hair shooting out the back of his cap, is talking to the blindfolded man. And he says,
"You were smart to request a blindfold."
Wow.
You guys get it, though?
No one wants to look at butts.
Well, he's not looking at butts.
No, he's looking at the other side.
Not looking at anything.
Butt. Right. He's looking at front butt.
Yeah, they're sunning him, not mooning him, right?
Huh.
Is that what that is?
I think so. I remember that from being a child.
A sunning happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Also, it is a little precious butt shade.
Yeah, it's nice. It's cute. You forget that we all like butts, you know?
A little shine.
And the cartoon is clearly knowing that that was the, you know, the focus of the joke.
It was going to
be
about
a little
that
more
devil.
Time on the butts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except one butt has no.
Oh, you're right. That's just a chubby little butt. It doesn't have any of the definition you look for. Oh, that's a really great catch. Thank you so much, Zach.
I don't love this one because there's really nothing about why we're in this situation.
Oh, that's a really good point.
There's just you know, like I was expecting a joke about like the dry cleaners failing.
I'm not sure that's needed. This is like a common trope It's like you don't get explanation for why they're on the desert island.
Yeah, there's only one wacky thing. I think it's just a little... they must have horrific penises is the only joke that I would be comfortable with here.
It's a good horrific penis joke.
Because you know what's worse than looking at five penises? Being shot to death. Like, you were smart to request a blindfold? It doesn't matter. You can see five penises before you die.
Yeah.
But unless they're like truly horrific penises, I don't know what that means.
This could be a whole range of things. They're pretty fucked up. I have to say.
What are fucked up?
Well, the gentlemen who insist on being naked when they murder someone. Like, there's something going on there.
I want to keep my boots on.
Yeah,
exactly.
Is the general?
Oh, I don't want my hat dirty.
Is the general himself sans pants?
No.
No, general's got pants.
Yeah.
Onlookers.
How do you know he's a general? He has some little medals and.
So it's not that this is like a pantsless army. It's just that they forgot their pants.
No.
I feel like we're missing a really good opportunity to talk about the sans culottes.
That's what I wanted to make the joke, but I couldn't, so I didn't.
Great.
But you did, so.
Zammo. But it's only, I don't think that's what this is about.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
Also, the person being executed kind of looks like they were caught on vacation. Like they're wearing a little like cuffed pants.
Yeah, like an accountant on vacation. Like not a French, not someone like who was fighting the revolution.
No, they're wearing like a airy, like a flowy shirt. I mean,
yeah.
And maybe that's, I don't know. Maybe that's why they took off their uniforms. They were like, you look so comfortable. I've been wearing this for a while.
Why should we be uncomfortable?
Why should we be uncomfortable? So.
We're fighting for comfort, right? That's what this whole war is about. We don't get comfort. What was the point?
But the general insisted that they keep their hats and boots on because those.
That's right. That's important. Executed. Yeah, for discipline.
Well, I still think they're fucked up.
Yeah, that's not great. Man, a lot of these are pretty confusing.
A little piratey, too.
Oh wait, who looks piratey?
No, the sword looks piratey.
Yeah, I think that's why I went cutlass. I don't know if that's the word for piratey swords, but
sure.
Cool.
It also kind of looks, and you probably can't tell from the low resolution of the photo.
Oh, I've zoomed way in.
Oh, great. Does it sort of look like he has a maple leaf on his hat with a general here?
Yeah, it does look like that.
So,
Canadians.
Like a little Canadian.
Like a nude Canadian firing squad for vacationing accountants.
Yeah. I didn't realize there was a veneer of a Canadian joke under.
I think it's this. It's really buried in there.
Yeah. Huh.
Oh, hey, that's interesting. We could kind of turn this whole podcast into a little bit of a conspiracy theory. I'm just saying it's a good way to get traction.
Also, everyone has like facial hair and mustache except the person who has no little blush on their butt. So that's interesting. Like that one.
Wow, yeah, I did a horrible job. I didn't even describe their hair. They all have kind of greasy hair.
Yeah, kind of long.
Yeah.
So what's the crazy Canadians conspiracy theory? Sorry, I just need to make sure our stories are straight before we go spread that.
Well, they're definitely executing vacationing Americans.
Definitely.
He could be Canadian. This could be this doesn't have to involve the United States. It probably does.
Could be a French separatism question.
Yeah.
Probably.
They could also be wearing Uggs, like their boots, but they could be Uggs. They could just all be like in extreme comfort. It's just
support that.
They're able to wear their boots while naked.
I mean, so maybe they're Uggs and that's why he's saying, I think the thing that would offend me so much more than seeing five penises before I was executed would be to see 10 Uggs. Mm-hmm. Like that would be really tough for me. That would be the part that
it's a good thing you had a blindfold.
You'd haunt over that. You'd haunt.
I would haunt over that. I really detest Uggs. Really, I just really do. It's probably come up before on the podcast. Because
I'm not sure it has.
There are a lot of grievances.
At the risk of not making it to a third cartoon in this episode, I'm
so close.
I'm wondering what Uggs ever did to our hero.
I think they just look grotesque. They're not made for the out of doors. They're not cute. No one thinks they're cute. And they're supposed to be cute, and I know you think they're cute, but they're not, and they've never been cute, and they're way too hot. Your feet must sweat in there. Can you even wash them? I think you have to get them, like, repaired at special stores. You bring them to, like, UGG repair stores. It's crazy. And also, it was the best investment of the 2000s, or something I read once. It was just like, why did this happen? What mania?
Well, maybe it's not about, like, being cute, but maybe it's actually about having these like warm, comfortable slipper stand-ins.
Yeah, I thought they were super comfortable.
Yeah, it's like
comfort is cuteness to me.
I don't think they look comfortable, but maybe that's me reading my body heat onto other bodies.
They're also like, aren't they the people who wear them mostly are like swimmers, because it brings like moisture away from the foot. It's like a thing. I don't know.
Oh, well, that sounds much more clinical than anything I've ever heard. In my mind, it's
medically necessary
for sorority girls to keep their small feet warm.
Swimmers, and then after yoga, put on a pair of Uggs.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Not everything has to be for external consumption, though. You could just be like, I feel comfortable. I don't need to be cute.
But then don't. Wear socks. So many other shoes are available. Why get the trendy one? Oy vey. I hate them. I know it's irrational.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
I came really close to breaking up with someone over Uggs once, and I didn't want to be that person, but it was hard for me. It was really hard. Oh, hey, Evie.
I can't wait to get EB some Uggs.
Yeah.
You know, all the different ways that I can send you various Ugg things.
I think honestly, go for it. I think it's going to be an expensive joke. I don't know how much Uggs are. I assume they're too expensive.
Cost much to,
I thought you meant like our friendship would be over.
Oh, no, no.
When you said, you're like, that would be an expensive joke. Oh, shit. So if I sent you like, pictures of Uggs. Like,
nope.
It would cost you your life.
Yeah. I mean, it would cost you almost a relationship.
Yeah, or like friendship. Fully doxxed at that point. I would read the first three digits of your telephone number? Who knows?
Nobody knows.
Wait to mask that one, by the way. It could have been any kind of number.
I gave time. Okay. Yeah, it could have been the last four digits of your social, which I use.
Yeah.
That's how I refer to everyone. Cartoons to people.
I don't have any phone numbers, and I don't have any names next to phone numbers in my phone. It's all just the last four digits of your social.
That's just how you think of us.
Yeah. That's great.
What do you say? You hit us with that cap.
I think I'm probably going to have to go straight to the caption contest.
Do it.
Yeah, there's
just some.
Yep. Time is running out.
How is that even possible?
Are you going to send me the next one so that I'm not slowing us all down?
I don't think you have a problem, but absolutely.
Yeah gosh, I wasn't going to say anything. But
yeah, you die on that.
Really,
hill for
Ben.
Me. Oh, you want to walk up the hill and die? Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
It was you that did 20 minutes on their bagel order, right? That was you.
Yeah, that was definitely not the demo.
Listen, you guys had questions. I had answers.
Was not my question.
What do you get on your... So you get locks on your bagel? Is that what I heard before?
Sometimes, yeah. I've got a couple different like go-to orders, but if locks is available and I've tested it before, yeah. Almost every time.
What if
I mean,
you haven't tested
it before?
If you
want a real treat and you want to spend $30 on a bagel, which...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a different price point.
Yeah.
You're stepping up.
Yeah.
Someone's fancy.
It's a real treat yourself scenario. Yeah, I don't do it all the time. I'll be honest. I would.
I don't like removing capers from my bagel, so that's why.
I loathe capers, but sometimes I forgot to tell them not to put capers on. I don't loathe them. I just think...
If we get a lox
what
bagel,
a pathetic little pickle
cut
this is.
At least seven times. Only three capers, and
I think
capers
I have told
on
them to
the
go
side
on the capers before. Okay,
only want one caper per bagel section.
Bagel quarter. You know, the easier way to say it is, how about one caper per square inch? Does that make sense to you? All right. So we have a PC bay.
You should define it in degrees, actually. It's a circle.
Yeah. Like 12 radians. Oh, man. I still don't understand radians.
Sure, they would.
Pi is involved.
Yeah, pi. So yeah. I think it's maybe two pi is the full way. Yeah. So if I was going to say the amount of capers that I want in a quarter.
Yeah.
Is it so pi over? You don't have,
what would be
pi halves? Pi divided by two. One caper per pi divided by two. Or is that two capers per pi? Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely yeah. Get spit in, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Simplify. Yeah. Yeah.
Or at least not get the correct amount of capers.
Yeah.
Minimum, that would happen.
Yeah. Wow. That's exciting.
Two capers
when anyone pie. Goes to restaurants again, I've got a lot of new
ways to be
tricks
an asshole.
Up my sleeve. Yeah. What I miss most is human saliva. PC Bay has given us this cartoon. As I mentioned, it's been troubling me for weeks. I've been following its progress through the caption contest, confused all the way. And it ended with the most confusing caption possible, brought to you by Keith Donahue from Wheaton, Maryland. Doxed. Wow.
And as we've discussed, this cartoon was drawn and given a caption, and the folks at the New Yorker decided to take that caption off and not then enough. Put in the caption. Yeah. Yeah. And we never get to find out what the original caption was.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
We don't. Others might.
It's a shame. It would be great. It'd be great to know.
I mean, well, I guess it's not necessarily so much that the caption was poor as the cartoon itself is just so wacky. Let's see what our readers can do.
Oh, no, I always assumed it's the caption's poor. And what they're really saying is maybe
you know what I was trying to help,
better than but... the caption.
Do you think the cartoonists get upset?
Yes.
And do you think they're like, what's his name?
Keith Donahue from Wheaton, Maryland.
Keith Donahue from Wheaton, Maryland. You ain't shit. That caption is nowhere near as funny as what I came up with. Gosh, or do you maybe. Think they're like, oh, well put, Keith. Well put.
I would not feel positively predisposed towards Keith. I would be like, who's this
well,
guy?
Yeah. This is PC Bay's livelihood.
Yeah.
What if they're like, you know what, this Keith guy, he's got potential. Yeah.
Do you think he only gets paid half if
he
they
should.
Put in the win like,
the
caption
the
contest?
Yeah.
He probably gets paid more.
Probably gets paid more.
That's how they make them feel better about taking off their joke.
Yeah.
The big bucks. It's where the big bucks are.
Capitalism, my ass. All right.
Yeah.
Getting paid for less work here. Cronyism.
But I'm saying, like, he had the person who did the cartoon, like, they saw the idea. Like, maybe they didn't do, like, the punchline right, but the overall joke, I feel like, is still there.
Yeah. And he could
so
be.
You're saying they should get paid their
contest.
Full day's rate. Even though they put together a substandard cartoon.
Well, the labor has happened.
I guess that's true. Well, the labor was evolving. You know, I don't want to totally... I mean, Keith Donahue is the one doing labor for free right now, kind of giving up.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he's trying to crack into the business, but I'm not sure this is the way to do it.
You could tell us about the labor that PC Bay did.
That's true.
Which is draw the cartoon, right?
Yeah. So what we have here are... I've been debating this for, we're in a pool. It's a pool. It's a pool. We're only looking at the corner of the pool. There are two people in the pool.
Front yard pool, not common.
I think it might be a rooftop pool.
It could be rooftop.
But there are very little details to tell you that. The perspective is a little skewy and screwy. Directly adjacent to the pool, we have what I'm going to guess is large concrete pavers, sort of in a rectangular grid. We're only looking at the corner of the pool and the two people in the pool. I'll describe them in more detail later. Outside the pool, we have the concrete. It goes directly up to a glass wall. A small table and a chair are to the right of the frame with a bottle on it. Could be a wine bottle, could be a tequila bottle, but like basically a handle's height bottle. I don't know what else comes in those sizes. to the left of the kind of large glass wall, we have what I think is a tiny parapet with three little planters on the parapet, perilously on the parapet so that they could fall down to the ground. And then beyond that, and this is why I think we're on the top of a building, I see another building and just parts of two windows stacked. So I have no way of knowing how high up we are or what's going on, but I think we might be on the roof of a building. Directly next to the two people in the pool, they have wine glasses kind of outside the pool. So it's like they're drinking wine while standing in the pool. To the left is a woman wearing a one-piece bathing suit with chin-length hair. It's blonde or white. It's very loud booms outside. And she has some motion lines next to her head, and she's got her arms up in the air as if she's about to catch or throw something. To our right on the other side of the pool, also next to a, and they're like, let's say, 8 feet apart from one another. We have a classic PC Vey man in side profile. He's got a bit of a dad bod. His arms start at maybe 5 inches wide and then taper into very small hands. And he has boob eyes and a large nose and like raked hair.
I remember the boob eyes.
And he also has little motion lines by his head. And he has his hands outstretched in the same way. In between them is a pretty big beach ball. I'm going to say it's, gosh, I don't know, 3 feet across. It's an enormous beach ball. And it's got motion lines on either side as well. And it might have a tiny valve on one side too. I don't know if that's relevant here, but it might. I don't understand what this is about. She's talking to him as they pass this. I can't tell if she just threw the ball to him or he just threw the ball to her, but she is talking to him.
The motion lines do not denote.
No, they're direction. Coming off both sides of the ball.
They're not vectors.
Yeah, they're not vectors. They're just kind of shake lines, and they're coming off at, if the beach ball was a clock, they'd be coming off at 2 and 10.
Radians, please.
I cannot. That would be another half hour. Easy. And I don't know if this is actually the case. How many beach balls? Well, not how many beach balls do you guys have. How many sections are in a typical beach ball? This one only has four, and it goes dark white, dark white. But I think of them as having many more than just four.
Maybe. I think four is the minimum.
Okay. Well, this has the minimum. Okay. And what is, I think, funny about this cartoon is that there is a small gray cat sitting on top of the ball. He's got the cold, dead eyes of a cat just staring into the middle distance. Also little boob eyes too, though. And he has two small shake lines coming off of his left ear. But really, he's just a cat sitting on top of the ball. His tail is down the side of the ball. He's got one foot kind of jutting out a little bit further.
So he doesn't look concerned?
He doesn't look concerned.
He's just chilling on the beach ball.
Just chilling. Maybe a little bit too unconcerned. I mean, cats look concerned even when there's nothing to be concerned about.
Not like scrambling to stay on top.
Yeah, he's definitely nonplussed. Might be, I don't want to say catatonic, but he might be.
And the people throwing, or the people with motion lines.
Yeah, they have little motion lines off the back of their heads, also at 10 and 2. Okay.
And they're outside of the pool.
I'm sorry, they're inside the pool up to, she's up to just above his hips, he is up to just above his belly button, if I had to guess. I can't see the belly button.
There's others in the pool, or it's just those two?
We're looking only at the corner of the pool, so we can only see these two.
Okay. So they've been drinking.
Yeah.
And now they're throwing the beach ball around that has a cat on top of it.
Yeah. When I first saw this, I assumed that they were like shelter in place day drinking in the pool while working, but then I realized there's no reason to think that they're working right now. They're just in a pool drinking with a ball.
What a very different version of shelter in place than the one I'm
yeah
enjoying.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, shelter in place day drinking in the pool.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's tough, sure. Do
screaming
I wish
children
I could go
just
out to restaurants? Of course.
screaming children trying to watch a Zoom class just out of frame.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you'd like to, Zach, you could read the caption, but we're going to have to talk about it for a while, so there's no reason to delay it, I guess.
The caption is, "You're right. It is easier with the ball."
There's no, there isn't even emphasis on is. Like, it is easier with the ball. You're right. It is easier with the ball.
What is easier?
I mean, you don't get it.
I do not get it. Not in the least.
The joke is that they were playing with just the cat.
Yeah.
They were throwing the cat back and forth.
Mm-hmm. What?
And now it's easier when they put the cat on top of a beach ball and throw that back and forth.
Is it, though?
What? Why? What?
That's definitely the joke.
That's the joke?
Yeah.
But
it wouldn't be easier. It's arguably much harder.
Well, what? What is easier?
But I think it's like, it has like...
Cat ball?
It's on like a... I think because it like, maybe in this cartoon world in which people throw cats and put them on balls, it's like a buffer between the cat and the water.
Right.
And that's why...
And the cat and the thrower and catcher.
Yeah,
exactly. You don't have to catch the cat.
Over water, which would be really hard.
I guess this is why it's a larger ball.
Must be. It's the only explanation.
They're like, all right, this is not working. Go find the biggest beach ball you can find.
Yeah, so that it won't spin when we toss it so that the cat can stay on top without needing to exert itself in any way so that we can continue to toss the cat to each other, which is important during this time of shelter in place.
So shelter in place is something I added.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why they're drinking in the... I mean, it's... You understand my frustration with this, right? Because
no,
there wasn't...
I don't.
Yes.
Here's
completely.
A preceding game. And why are they on the roof of a building? If they are.
I kind of wish that the caption was from the cat's perspective.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like more funny to me in some ways, maybe. Yeah. I mean, I think this is funny and I get it, but because the cat looks like unhappy but calm. And, you know.
Like it's been through some shit.
Like it's been through some shit. Like it's just like, okay.
Well, it has.
I guess so.
It was previously being thrown back and forth without even a ball to ride on.
You know what I really want to hear, and you know we can do this next time. But in this case, I would like to hear like what the runner-up captions were.
Oh yeah,
they don't select. You don't have to. It's okay.
I don't think it's going to help us.
So, no. Hiro, I feel like the reason that I'm baffled by your bafflement is that this seems to fall squarely in the New Yorker cartoon. Like this is a very typical. Kinda, haha, a little bit nonsensical New Yorker cartoon. Like
a little bit nonsensical.
What I'm saying is, how is it that this particular cartoon is driven you up a wall
because
all these other cartoons you're fine with?
It's because this is two levels of nonsense, and the second level of nonsense doesn't make the first level of nonsense funnier. So, why do I have to guess that they were throwing a cat back and forth in the pool first? And it just wasn't working. Like, why were they doing that? And if it wasn't working, why wouldn't they stop? And then if they did choose to begin, why did they? They could have. If they.
Also, it's not clear that it would be easier.
This is
definitely would be harder.
I can think of just a couple problems. One, cat's got claws. Cat can break the beach ball.
Yeah.
Number two, you're tossing a beach ball on the rooftop of a city apartment or whatever, like a pool in a city. Like that thing's gonna blow right off in like T-minus 15
seconds. Not with a cat on top of it.
Well, exactly.
If it was,
you're right. It's easier with the cat. Show me it's a windy day. Bing, bang, boom. I got it. That makes sense. The cat holds on to the ball.
Now, if you argue that the cat is weighing down the ball, so that
yeah.
Blow away in the wind. Is that what this is about?
That's a very funny joke. No. Mm. Either way, it doesn't make sense. I don't understand why they have to be day drinking, although I respect it being normalized in this way.
But how do you know it's... Well, I guess they're in a pool. But it could be like a nighttime.
That's true. It could be a very... It could be a warm summer night in their
You also have to consider the fact that the artist who drew them day drinking didn't write this caption. So you can't ask the caption to explain everything in the cartoon.
Yeah, that's one of the things with the caption contest is that they don't really have to think through why they're setting up these wacky setups. All they have to provide is the wacky setup.
But then the wisdom of the crowd let it out.
Let Kenny or whoever the guy is like figure out why it's funny or how it's funny. I mean, Kenny did his best. I don't even know if that's his name.
I feel like the original one had to be from the perspective of the cat, because the cat actually is the one that looks like that has like kind of depth of emotion here.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. These people have no internal lives. This cat has. This cat has suffered, and this cat has remained strong throughout all of its suffering, and might be stupid.
Speaking of remaining strong throughout all your suffering, I think we're coming to the end of our allotted recording time. Unless there's one extraordinarily fast lightning round.
I don't think so.
I'm getting overruled. Shut down.
There's nothing funny in here.
Denied.
There's nothing, we would want to risk lightning for. Because the whole idea with the lightning round is if it takes too long, we all get
struck. It's a big risk. It's a big risk. We don't want to risk it. You know, we won't chance it. We'll save it for episode 279, which is the next number in the sequence of episodes that we are doing.
Together.
I'm so grateful to have you all here with us. Thank you to Zach Attack.
Thank you.
Thank you for your, you know what I liked best about Zach Attack was her receiving of texts and emails. Just the emails.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. But also her overall presence.
Yeah, that was probably the best part.
Probably
not the text messages, but.
Special guest and executive producer Saint Eve was here.
I was.
He was. Thank you.
I was going to give you, for Saint Eve, I gave a little thumbs up. And there you go.
There it is. You
gave that to yourself.
Yeah, I don't know how to give it to you.
Are you all on Zoom as much as I'm on Zoom?
Fair amount.
Yeah.
I'm on like 17 different stupid types of video chat software.
I'm on a little bit of Teams and a shitload of Zoom.
Y'all don't dabble in WebEx?
I'm a lot of Teams. I'm on WebEx on occasion. It's the worst.
It's the worst.
WebEx no good.
Actually, Skype is the worst. I now know that Skype is truly the worst after trying all the other ones.
Are we in the best place that it is to be?
I kind of like Google Meet. Outsider. But, you know, Slack's fine, too, if you don't want the options. Basically, there's a wealth of options out there, and that's what our viewers come to. This has really just been one long review for Zoom.
And that review is, it's all right. There might be better things out there.
Yeah. Tune in next week. It'll be Zoom.
Tune in next week for more enthusiastic customer reviews. We never got to sourdough sidebar, but that's okay.
That's all right. Neither did I.
Next time for more open-ended restaurant requests. That was good.
Gotta be a better name. We'll think about it.
The OER, not gonna mess with that.
Maybe Dick Orders? Dick Orders isn't great either.
Dick Orders? Nope, that's it.
I would like 4.5 dicks, please. All right, that's it.
Yeah.
That's a soundbite.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.